AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Wayne State University police officer Colin Rose has died a day after he was shot in the head while on patrol near the campus. AP correspondent Corey Williams reports a suspect has been arrested, but not yet charged in the death.
Detroit police have released little. Other officers talked to the media and have described the suspect as having violent tendencies and have had past run-ins with police in the area.
Wayne State employs about 65 officers. A sixth child has died from injuries suffered in a school bus crash in Chattanooga this week. NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says investigators are still hoping for more evidence or input from people who live in the area of the crash.
People who happen to catch the bus move on their cell phone video, or people who heard from their kids about the driver, or any information that would be helpful to us.
The driver has been arrested and charged with vehicular homicide. Injecting the first diversity into his cabinet-to-be, Donald Trump has selected two Republican women. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, even though she has little foreign policy experience. And he wants charter school advocate Betsy DeVos to lead the Department of Education. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten is wary of that appointment, saying DeVos is a wealthy Republican donor who helped sink a bipartisan deal designed to save Detroit schools.
Single-handedly, the DeVos family stopped that rescue package because they did not want the Detroit schools to have the funding that they needed. They would rather have unregulated charters.
With less ceremony this time around, Colombia's government Thursday will sign another peace accord with the country's largest rebel group. The first pact suffered a shocking defeat in a referendum a week after it was signed. This is AP Radio News. It's a Thanksgiving tradition, the annual Macy's Parade in New York. The AP's Warren Levinson reports security will be tighter than usual for the event.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade features 1,100 dancers and cheerleaders, plus 1,000 clowns, literally, and three times that many cops. Mayor Bill de Blasio says authorities are not afraid of a note in an ISIS magazine calling this a good target.
There's no credible and specific information of any specific threat directed at this parade.
One new feature of the security plan, sand-filled dump trucks to block crosstown motor vehicle traffic as the parade marches down Central Park West and Broadway. That's partly in response to the Bastille Day truck attack on revelers in Nice. Warren Levinson, New York.
Americans took to the roads, air, and railways in huge numbers Wednesday to reach their Thanksgiving destinations. AAA expects this to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel period in almost a decade. There are winter weather advisories for parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.